Did you always want to do comedy? Like, how did you figure out that you were funny?
So I was a speech and debate kid, and I'm a child of Indian immigrants. My parents came to the country in 82. I was born in 85. I'm a millennial kid, and my dad and mom specifically didn't let me watch cable growing up. And that means I missed out on all the seminal years of HBO comedy, Comedy Central, half-hour specials, all of these things that shaped a generation of comedians that are now my contemporaries, The Simpsons. I missed out on all of that stuff. And so one of the things that I coincidentally stumbled into was my teacher, Miss Takeuchi, would catch me cracking jokes and sometimes not paying attention in class. And my sophomore year of high school, she said, "Look, I won't give you detention if you join this thing called FBLA." And in FBLA, we have a public speaking competition where you can do impromptu speaking. And so I ended up going to these tournaments. And funny enough, I would crack jokes during my speech. And whenever the judges would come and give me my marks, I always had 10 to 15 points higher because I just broke the fourth wall. And so I didn't know that was a skill set at the time. I thought I was just being funny or just kind of being a smartass. And then when I got to college, I would start watching stand-up comedy because I could download comedy on my computer in the dorm rooms. And I was like, "Oh, this is just funny speech and debate." And so my freshman year of college, it all clicked for me. I realized this thing that I had been doing in high school that Ms. Takeuchi told me to do was actually a gift, and I could perhaps pursue it as a real career.
And I'm assuming that wasn't what your parents had in mind.
No. Actually, I think, Lena, you're wrong. It's exactly what my parents wanted me to do. One of the things that both parents, leaving Aligarh, India, coming to the United States of America, one of the things they really wanted for their first and only son to do was to go in really dark, dingy basements late at night and perform jokes at 1:30 in the morning in front of drunk people. That's exactly what they wanted for their son. I know, obviously, we're doing a podcast. I'm being completely sarcastic. That is not what they wanted. It was the exact opposite. And so that was a long, decade-long fight between, me and my dad specifically. It was really, really, really rough.
I saw that he was like even recently in your Kohan campaign. So he's come around.
Yeah, he's come on board now, which is really funny. But I think now that I'm a parent, I'm a father of two. I have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, and it's so funny. I think about this all the time. Would I want my son or daughter? Because my eldest, she's 3, she's really funny. And I was like, would I want her to do stand-up comedy? And there's part of me that's like, oh my God, what I had to go through, I wouldn't wish that on my children. So it's one of those things where you have to really, really love it. And I think my dad's concern was pretty understandable because he saw me as someone, and I remember he told me this as my LSAT score was expiring. He was like, "You're so capable. I think you're actually a very smart kid. Why don't you apply it towards something that'll be productive and fruitful for your life?" And I was like, "Dad, I'm telling you, jokes is the way to go. I can really do this." And then, my LSAT score expired, and the rest is history.